And as always, at this time, it's time for our Athlete of the Week program. It's being brought to you by the Lunawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure today to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Clinton High School Wrestling, Connor Buzz. Connor, welcome to Inside the Game Cave, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I was just talking to Pat. This is Connor's second nomination. As last year, it was during exam weeks, and he couldn't come in. And so we actually get to get you in here this year. So that worked out pretty well with the snow day was allowing you to make it here in the Cave Studio. So it's good to – nice week. Got your 150th career win.
Yep.
That's
get up closer to the mic there so we can we can hear you there. There you go.
That's
150. Wow.
Yeah, I mean I probably should have more. the COVID year, my sophomore year, kind of hindered that. I think I ended with like 26, and I've been averaging like 50 per season. So I'd be on the road to 200 if it wasn't for that COVID year.
So.
What is the record at Clinton? I know it's up on the board there. Do you know who's got the most?
I think it's Noah Komar.
Okay.
With around 215.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So.
He probably didn't lose.
He didn't lose a lot.
Yeah. So tell us, how did you get interested in wrestling? Usually when we have an athlete in here, maybe their father or someone in the family was a wrestler, and tell us about your story.
So my family wasn't really big into wrestling. The main sport was probably baseball and basketball, but my older brother first got into wrestling, and he was the first one in our family, and my parents never let us do really physical sports. We were always just baseball, basketball, and one year, I think it was fourth grade, I got into it. My older brother finally convinced me to try it, and ever since then, it's been a grind. So haven't stopped since fourth grade. I've been really getting into the off-season stuff ever since I hit high school, and I feel like that's where I peaked. That's where I've been getting a lot better is the off-season grind. So, yeah, that's where I started. My older brother got me into it.
Well, and you've got at 120 pounds weight class, which is after the break you get a little more. What is it at now? What do you got to weigh in at now?
So I've went from 103 to 112 to 119 to 120 again, and usually my weight's up there a little bit, but once you get like moving, you get that routine of practice every day. You get all the sweat out, you get all that fat out, all that off season weight. It's not too bad.
Well, what can you weigh in at right now after the holidays?
Well,
you
get
here. What is it? 3 pounds?
It's 2 pounds allowance.
2 pound allowance.
So after the new year, we get an extra 2 pounds to weigh in.
Okay.
So I normally scratch weight's 120. After the new year, you get 122.
Yeah.
So,
but for some, one thing, looking at you and seeing you as a 120 pounder, though, you're a little taller than probably most.
A little bit.
You've got some leverage, you've got some angle, some things that benefit you for your height at that lower weight.
Right. I'm not super tall, but for the weight class, it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, though.
So, we were talking to Coach Roland here just before you came in. Nutrition is a big thing with wrestlers. Can you tell us what your program is like?
Nutrition's huge because, you put too many calories in your body. You got to do extra couple workouts every week. You just got to watch what you eat. Water is a huge component. You got to stay hydrated at all times. If you got a lot of water weight in you, the weight comes off a lot easier. You just got to watch what I eat, a lot of fruit and a lot of just – like light things, usually high calorie that like doesn't weigh a lot, so I don't add that much weight, but I still feel energized throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I usually cut water the night before weigh-in just so that just gets all out of me, and then I'm the lightest as possible. But it's just important to stay hydrated and just I don't really know. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I eat a lot of fruit during the week, just that natural sugar keep me going.
Well, this Friday is the county meet. And what have your success been at the county meet? Have you been at all 3 years, and this is your fourth?
So it was actually canceled COVID year,
yeah.
My sophomore year. My freshman year, I won in overtime against a Hudson boy. And then last year, I won it again against a Hudson kid. So this year, planning to be a three-timer. Kind of sucks I can't say four-timer because of the COVID year. But, yep, we're shooting for three, and I'm just looking forward to it.
It's always a great meet. You know, we talked a little bit about it with Coach Rowland being inducted and just some of the, you know, some of the great matches that have been there over the time. But, you know, it's always an honor to be able to get that invite and then, you know, to win that. It's quite special. And, again, you know, you can't say a four-timer, but, you know, three-timer with an asterisk if you can get it this week. But, you know, that means a lot for the quality of wrestling in Lenawee County to be able to accomplish that.
Yeah, I mean, to be a three-timer, it would be really cool. And I honestly, now that you mentioned that Roland's being inducted into that Hall of Fame, I honestly forgot about that. And so now I'm looking forward to that more than actually wrestling. But, yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. Tomorrow, 5:30. That's the first on-site weigh-in of the year. So that gets us ready for postseason, gets us the feel for it.
Right.
It's a good tournament. It's always one of my favorites, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, when you talk about Coach Roland, he had quite an impact in your career.
Yeah, big impact. He was always the go-to guy if we ever needed someone to talk to, not even just wrestling-wise. You know, he's just a great guy, and I appreciate him so much. He's helped me a lot through my wrestling career. When I came up into high school as a freshman, he'd pick me, like him and Randolph, they'd pick me up for practice if I didn't have a ride. You know, they'd get me all the opportunities I needed to succeed. So I'm always grateful for him.
Now, we've talked a lot of wrestlers about the regimen, you know, as you say, the grind of a season. But you really want to peak right at the at tournament time when you're – so how do you gauge that from the start of the season all the way up to postseason wrestling?
So usually the start of the season, I start out really slow. I don't know. It's just that's just how I am. I start off really slow. I got to build my confidence up a little bit. And honestly, this year it's been going pretty good. My confidence has been so much better this year. The nerves are just not there. I don't know why. Something different this year. Maybe it's that senior effect, but it's just a confidence thing in my opinion. If you get your confidence going early in the season and it keeps going throughout, I think you'll be just fine. But, yeah, I think it's just a huge confidence factor. You got to get that offense scoring points. Yeah, I think it's just a huge confidence factor.
Connor Buzz, our Athlete of the Week in studio with us this morning. We have to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.
Are you heading to college in the fall? The Lenawee County Education Foundation wants to help. Visit www.lisd.us/scholarships and apply for scholarships today. Thanks to our donors, LCEF awards nearly $500,000 in college scholarships to local students each year. Get the support you need to pursue your higher education dreams. All applications and supporting materials are due February 28th, so get started today.
Back inside the cave this morning with our Athlete of the Week, Connor Buzz from Clinton High School. And tournament play just around the corner.
Yeah, what, you know, you got team first and then individuals. What are, you know, some of your goals for each of those?
Individual, falling short all 3 years. It kind of sucks just to know that I was that close all 3 years. Third as a freshman, second as a sophomore, second as a junior. I'm just trying to climb that mountain, get to the top of the podium for individual. I mean, that's the main goal.
Who's your biggest challenge out there?
There's a few good guys in my weight this year.
Okay.
You know, Cade Kloos from Dundee, he's a two-timer. He's ranked one ahead of me. I'm number two. So he's a good opponent.
Right.
So I wrestle him at practices sometimes. You know, we have little barn practices that, you know, we go to. But, yeah, that's probably him.
Would you rather be two than one?
I would rather be two than one. Yeah, 100%. All that matters is that end of the year.
Right.
You want to be one at the end of the year. That's about it. Other than that, I mean, you got nothing to lose.
Right. And then team-wise, it's still Dundee. Everybody's chasing Dundee.
Yep. I mean, still number two in the state after losing a bunch of guys to graduation, to transfers, to all that. We got a few freshmen in the lineup. We're looking a little light. Usually we have a lot of depth in our lineup.
Right.
This year is a different case for sure. So I mean, to still be ranked number two after moving up a division last year, I think it's still very impressive. I mean, we're still going to battle. We're still going to score points, and we'll see where that takes us.
Well, what's your plans for next year?
Plans for next year? I plan on wrestling in college. I don't know where yet. I know I want to go to a four-year university and still pursue my wrestling career. I'm not decided yet, though, so we'll see where that takes us as well.
Okay.
That's going to about wrap it up here for Inside the Cave and our Athlete of the Week. Congratulations again to Connor Buzz from Clinton High School for being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And again, congratulations, Connor. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.